Our New Testament reading comes from Philippians 2, verses 1 through 11. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to God our Father. This is the word of our Lord. Today is a day of celebration. It is a day that we wave our palm branches and we shout, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. This is a day within the life of the church where we come here knowing that there is going to be excitement and joy that fills this hour of worship. And as a young child, I remember attending church on Palm Sunday, and I remember how much joy filled the sanctuary. People were up dancing around the entire sanctuary, waving their palms and shouting with the loudest voices of praise, Hosanna in the highest. Clearly, I did not grow up Presbyterian. But it was a great day of celebration, filled with excitement, as we celebrated Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And as a young child, I loved seeing the church full of joy and excitement on that day. I had no clue as to what Hosanna even meant, but I still waved my palm branch, and I still shouted with my little girl voice, Hosanna in the highest. Later in life, Palm Sunday took on a different meaning for me as I became aware of the significance of this day, and as I became aware of the meaning of the word Hosanna. This Hebrew word, which literally means to save, it is an expression of request, meaning now, or I pray, or I beseech. It carries the air of a joyful petition of deliverance, which was exceedingly appropriate for the early Christians to use on this day during that time as Jesus was riding into Jerusalem, because it praised this man that they believed was their Messiah, that was not only going to save them from the tyranny of the Romans, but was also going to save all of humankind. Today, as we use the expression Hosanna, we use it with the same praise and adoration as those early Christians. It holds the same meaning and significance for our lives, because we know what happens in 5 days, and we know what happens in 7 days when Jesus is resurrected. All of which hinges upon this day in which Jesus rode into Jerusalem. So on Palm Sunday, we celebrate Christ, his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, knowing that it leads to a triumph over death. We celebrate with our palm branches and our shouts of Hosanna in the same way as those early Christians did close to 2,000 years ago. As a little girl witnessing this joy and excitement that filled the sanctuary on Palm Sundays, I couldn't understand why we didn't celebrate like that every Sunday and why we weren't having fun like that every single Sunday throughout the year. And that is what I want us to think about today, to think about how we can celebrate the person of Christ outside of Palm Sunday. Our celebrations may not look the same. We may not have palms that we wave, and we may not shout Hosanna in the highest, but there are still many, many ways that we can celebrate the person of Christ in our everyday lives. As we turn to our New Testament reading from Philippians this morning, we see Paul take the story of the cross and the resurrection and transforms it into an exhortation to praise Christ with all of our lives, to praise Christ through Christian discipleship. And funny enough, we have been talking about Christian discipleship for the past 5 weeks during Lent. So my hope is that it is still fresh on your minds. And as you recount those previous 5 sermons, you may recall topics centering around forgiveness and repentance and stewardship, engaging the Bible and sharing the gospel. My hope is that you all can actually remember some of my words from those sermons, and it would be great if you could remember a lot of my words from those sermons. But if not, well, there are sermon archives on our church webpage for your listening pleasure. But for those of you who have a life like mine, you will agree with me that there are not enough hours in the day. So going back and listening to previous sermon audio is not going to rank high on your list of things to do. So I have good news for you. This morning, you will receive the Cliff Notes version of all of our Lenten sermons. And the Cliff Notes version is this: let the same mind be in you that was in Christ. That is it. It is one verse from our passage of Philippians. And Paul completely encapsulates our entire Lenten series on Christian discipleship. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ. Our text highlights the notion of living as a Christian disciple by having the same mind of Christ. And it explores how this manifests in our day-to-day lives. By living lives free of selfish ambition or conceit, free of personal interests or pursuit, by sharing the same sympathy, compassion, and love that Jesus had and shared in this world. And I think we can add our Lenten sermons to that list as well, that focused on repentance and forgiveness, sharing the gospel with others, stewardship, and engaging Scripture. These are some of the ways that we act and interact as a disciple in this world. These are just some of the ways that we celebrate the person of Christ in our daily lives. By reflecting on the things that he taught us during his ministry here on earth. By praising and celebrating Christ with the actions of our lives. Jesus bore his cross in response to God's call to accept a fate and a specific task. Likewise, each Christian bears their own cross and accepts a certain fate and a specific task. To set the mind on Christ is the task at hand. That is not only our faithful response to God's redemptive work in this world, in which we are reconciled to God, but this is how we celebrate Christ in our daily lives. Paul's letter to the Ephesians or to the Philippians reminds us of our call, of what Christ did for us, humbling himself and emptying himself, taking on the form of a slave, so that we may be guaranteed eternal life. Paul clearly delineates these selfless acts so that we may feel compelled to honor and praise Christ with our lives. Paul's letter to the Philippians is a reminder of our call to Christian discipleship, so that every knee should bend and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord. Glory to God in heaven. Hosanna in the highest. Paul juxtaposes Christ's redemptive work on the cross with our call to discipleship as a means for us to express our praise and to celebrate all that Christ is, all that Christ has done, and all that Christ will continue to do in our lives. So on Palm Sunday, we wave our palms and we shout our hosannas, and we dance around the sanctuary and we celebrate. Not to worry, I'm not going to ask you to get up and start dancing around. I do know we are Presbyterian. But it is okay to do these things and to celebrate on this day. And when we leave this sanctuary, it is okay to dance around the world and to celebrate out there. In fact, that is exactly what we should be doing. And months from now, when Palm Sunday is a distant memory, we should still be celebrating. And next December, when it is cold and snowy out again, as much as you don't want to hear that, we should still be celebrating, waving our palms and shouting our hosannas. We should be celebrating all year long, every day of our life, as we live as a disciple of Christ in this world, reflecting the person of Christ and letting the same mind that was in him be in us. So this morning, as we depart from the sanctuary, as we come forward to retrieve these palms, think about the significance of the palm, what it means for your life, who it calls you to be in this world, and how you can celebrate the person of Christ through your daily actions. May we always celebrate Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, knowing that it led to a triumph over death. And may we choose to shout our hosannas with our daily actions. May we always express praise and celebrate Christ every day of our life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.